hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're here in Key Largo for Vintage Dive Day with the History of Diving Museum, hanging out at Marine Lab, which is the home of Jules Undersea Lodge. And Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba is hanging out here. He's been videotaping, filming clips for his Instagram and every social media channel that you have them all, right, Kenny?
I got the big ones. Yeah. I'm here to help Nowy with theirs, too.
There you go. And he's kind of helping them out with their marketing and stuff like that with Nowy. They're doing a great job. People are diving in the water, vintage gear, new gear. I think that's just a dive class over there. You think, Kenny?
Yeah, it's mixed in. There's a dive class or open water students, and they're swimming by all these people in this old vintage double hose gear. It's pretty funny watching the reactions.
It is. They're like, hey, don't they need an upgrade? I don't know if they're thinking that, but then they think, hey, we kind of would like to get a picture of ourselves in that stuff. You've already done it, right? You've been there, done that, or you've been filming people doing it, or what?
Filming so far, but yes, I've done the double hose and the Mark V itself in the full suit. So
nice.
Did it, yeah.
You did. Where did you do that back in the day?
Actually, at Disney. They came in to the cast members and did it for us there.
Okay, well, that'd be a pretty awesome experience. Yeah, he does that, in his other gig. He works over there with them at the Living Seas Pavilion, I believe. But so you were hanging out here, and the Dive God shows up. And Kenny, you know, he's been doing some amazing stuff on social media, but he doesn't know Neil. And I said, hey, you need to talk to Neil. And you just had a nice little chat with him. Did he live up to the hype that I told you about, Mr. Watson, or what?
It is immediately clear that you are speaking with a legend and a record breaker.
That is true. 66 miles on scuba, you know, deepest air dive, breaking the most amount of bricks with his forehead while they're on fire. Did that get brought up in your interview or no?
We were mostly focused on the long swim.
Yeah, okay. 66 miles. Yeah, that's probably would make more sense for Kenny. But it's cool stuff when you get to hang with the pioneers. And, you know, they look at this gear and they're like, that's what we learned on pretty much, right? This is their stuff. And who walks up is the man himself, his partner in crime. We got Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, all right, man. It's good to see you down here in God's country.
Absolutely. Hey, you do the jingle for us.
Scuba Radio.
There it is.
Yes. That.
Yeah, he did. He kind of trademarked it, the whole thing. So you came over here to the Vintage Dive Day to hang in with the Dive God, help out Nowy, or just chill, or what?
All of the above. I mean, this ancient dive gear ain't ancient to me and Neil.
Yeah,
I mean, we started out with it.
Do you still have some of this stuff too? Like Neil was saying, he has one at home.
First regulator in 1963, double hose healthways in my showcase to work.
Yeah, it's just hanging up in the office.
Yeah,
then.
Still there.
I got you.
Still
so,
works.
So here at the Marine Lab facility. There's some classes going on. A little too windy, or did you guys go out today?
No, that's it. It's been a windy spring. We've gotten in one good weekend out of three, so it's been windy. Weekdays, we got a couple days in, but it's just been puffing.
Yeah. But this is your backup spot for the instructors that come down here, right?
That's where we bring them, always. Thank God it's here, because we can get at least our classes in.
Right, exactly. But you figured, okay, let's come on over here and share some... cocktail or fishtails, I'm sorry.
Fishtails.
With the dive guide. Is that
well,
the deal?
When I heard the dive guide was coming down and you were here, I thought, well, why ain't I there?
Yeah, well, of course. I thought you were going to say, I was like, I got to get out of town. You went just the opposite of what I expected. But
You two did something, I'd get blamed for it, too. So I figured I'd be here.
That's right. Guilt by association, anyway.
Sleep told me to do it.
Yeah. So if you're going to get blamed, you might as well be there to experience it first place. Yes. So, but everything's been good? I mean, other than it's been a little windy down here lately, or what?
That's it. We had a good Christmas, and I tell you, January wasn't that bad, but then February, March, and now it's just been really windy, and we're over it. So let's hope June, July, and August are not windy.
Well, usually that's what happens, right? Yeah. February is usually windy in Florida and the Caribbean, and it starts to calm down a little bit for the summer months, right?
Correct. And I heard good news. We have a El Nino this year, so the hurricane season is going to be less.
That's right. That is so true. Yeah, that's why. I mean, we didn't really have much going on last year.
Not a peep.
And we were supposed to. It was supposed to be a record year, but you know, luckily we didn't have anything come our way.
It was a record. None.
Well, it may be. Yeah, but they don't really know. But hey, we'll take whatever positive spin we can take. And if there's an El Nino, that means the wind shear kind of creates a cutoff of the hurricane season to keep those things at bay.
Perfect hurricane season. Is it how many there is? It's whether one hits you.
Yeah.
That is so true. Yeah, and we don't want any of those. So.
Remember that year in the middle of Florida, had four hit within like 100 miles of the coastline?
Yep. Right.
God, went across the state. We went over and helped them bring them water and ice, but boy, they got hammered, four of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got hammered here many years ago and got flooded down here. Yeah, was it Andrew or which one was?
Well,
I don't know, one of them down here.
Just, 2019, I think.
Yeah, just flooded this area out a little bit.
Shop.
Yeah, well, they dry out and they're good to go.
That's right.
You never know. But let's hope that doesn't happen. But what about this Mark V stuff? Have you done that too?
I've done it, but not here with him. I did with Dick Rutkowski.
Aha.
When he was over at Ocean Divers.
Yeah, I mean, but back in the day, did you ever work in that type of system?
No, I never worked.
You just did it for the experience, huh?
Not like Neil. I never worked in a Mark V.
Right, but when you were doing the double hose regulator stuff, was that just to do recreational diving and feed the critters and the whole thing, or what?
Well, I started diving in 63 in North Carolina, and I ordered it in the mail. It wasn't a dive shop within 100 miles of Winston-Salem, so I ordered it in the mail, Healthways double hose, and just started jumping in all the rock quarries and playing with critters there.
Yeah, well, I mean, so were you doing the feeding fish with your face thing with a double hose regulator back in the early days?
I did it for fun a couple times, but yeah, I already had a
for
single
fun.
Hose.
I mean, that would be much more tricky, wouldn't it?
Yes, get bubbles when you pull it out of your mouth if you're not careful. So, yeah, it was trickier. I didn't like it because I was afraid you're going to bite my hose in half. Well, they've bitten my regular hose in half, so I guess it didn't gain anything.
It didn't really matter. It just gives them more things to target, but you got through it and you're fine. So you have one in the office, but you don't ever use it.
Skip will get it out once a year and make sure it's working, but yeah. I don't dive
right,
it.
So he maintains it.
Oh, it works. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
1963, like somebody sitting on a table.
How much is one of those things worth? You have any idea, Neil?
$50 I paid for mine.
Well, yeah, but
that was.
But today's that's like $1 million.
Actually, I ran into the guy that rebuilds them here.
Right.
And mine's the hoses are shot and everything. Yeah. So I'm gonna set it up to him and have it redone.
There you go.
My guess is it's probably like a guitar. Like if it has a good story, like, hey, this was the dive god's double hose regulator, it's worth $1 million.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. But if you just got one from some no-name person, it'd probably be, I don't know how much those things would cost.
Well, we get the double hose regulator club down. I mean, some of them come, that's all they dive.
Right. But so, if they sold it on eBay, how much do you think you'd get one for one of the things?
I don't know.
We'll have to ask. Terrence probably knows because they have a whole stash of them here. But both of you guys have one, and that would be like the artist series of a double hose, and you'd like mark it way up and buy a boat with it or something, right?
That would be another boat. That's what I need.
Yeah. How many vessels are you operating down here?
Two now. Sky's got two. We got four between us.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good enough.
Well, there you go. And you seen anything?
I think 16.
Yeah.
other than the wind, when you are getting out, have you been seeing anything out of the ordinary down here recently, like mantas or whale sharks, any of that kind of stuff?
No, we have not. I've just been out critter feeding, did it Monday.
Good stuff. All right, we got more coming up from Vintage Dive Day next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.